Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Michael, the Hebrew Hammer Brown, and let me just start this show off for the first time in 13 episodes of The Dream Shakes the Dream. I can lead this show off by stating the following in the words of Sports MT, Mr. Matt Thomas. Rockets win! What a win for the Houston Rockets tonight over the Memphis Grizzlies. I don't care if we don't win another game this season. I am totally kidding. They better win at least one more game. But what an awesome way to start the night here on the Dream Shakes, the Dream Takes podcast. Once again, my name is Mike Brown. I want to talk to you. We have a lot to discuss tonight. The Rockets defeat the Memphis Grizzlies, the second seeded in the Western Conference, Memphis Grizzlies, who came into tonight 44-21. It does not matter. The Rockets improve their god-awful home record from 8-21 to 9-21. What a game tonight. I have some apologies to issue real quick. The first being to Mr. Christian Wood. I mean, what do you say about Christian Wood tonight? And I mean, the dude was awesome. I mean, look, in the words of Dick Vitale, hey, let me tell you what, baby, Christian Wood, he was a type of dandy. He was fantastic. He was awesome with a capital A. Okay, he came into tonight. He has sucked at many points this season defensively, Christian Wood. Has been absolutely god-awful at times. You know what he wasn't tonight? God-awful defensively. He stifled multiple Memphis Grizzlies players throughout the game tonight. Okay? He had 28 points. He had 13 rebounds. He had a steal. He had an assist. He was a plus 13 tonight. He was awesome. This is the Christian Wood that you're paying $14 million for. And no, it shouldn't take one game like this for the Rockets fans like myself to, he should be playing like this more often. It's not like he was going up against a small guy tonight. He was going up against Steven Adams, who Steven Adams had 23 points and 12 rebounds. Is he that good? No. Did we make him look better than he actually is? Yes. But you know what? Christian Wood played like a grown man tonight. Grown man. So first of all, I apologize to you, Christian Wood, on tonight only. I'm not going to give you a pass for the year because there are, like I said, multiple games, multiple instances where you have been awful. Okay? But tonight is not one of those nights, and you deserve to be celebrated tonight. Shout out to my dude, Jayshon Tate, who put on his Mario Ellie persona tonight and did the dirty work, okay? There was a reason why Mario Ellie was known as the Junkyard Dog, and he's one of my five favorite Rockets of all time. On my Mount Rushmore of Houston Rockets, Mario Ellie is not on my Mount Rushmore, but he's an honorable mention. Jayshon Tate only scored 4 points, had seven rebounds, three assists, a steal. The vibes with Jayshon Tate tonight, immaculate. Eric Gordon, 12 points, 4 of 10 from the field. At the end of the game, I understand why he was out there. I would have liked to have seen Garrison Matthews out there because I feel like Garrison Matthews earned that spot on the floor at the end of the game. But you know what? I don't care. Okay? Rockets win, 12 points. Kevin Porter, big you-know-what swinging tonight on the court. He had a big three to put us up 8 in the fourth quarter, and he's dancing like Carlton from the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, and I love it. Love it. Brandon Hopkins, I don't give an F about draft picks if we play every night like tonight. You know what, Brandon? You're damn right. First of all, appreciate you chiming in here on the show. If you are here on our awesome crowd here on Spotify Green Room and you want to share in tonight's immaculate vibes, you hit that request to speak button. I'll bring you up on stage. We'll chop it up. We'll talk all things Houston Rockets. We're not talking draft tonight. We're not talking free agency tonight. We're not talking about Steven Silas. If you're going to be a negative cloud, do not bring that energy to my podcast tonight. When I say my podcast, I mean our podcast, America's podcast for the Houston Rockets. There is no negative energy allowed on the speaker request hotline tonight. You want to talk Rockets, you hit that request to speak button. Kevin Porter Jr., 29 points, was a plus 13 tonight, 5 assists, 2 rebounds, 11 of 21 from the field. He was awesome with a capital A. I'll get to Jalen Green in a minute because he deserves his own, what should we call it? His own little segment, I'm going to call it, all right? KJ Martin only scored 2 points tonight. Alperen Şengün, 6 points. Garrison Gary freaking Bird, okay? GFB is what we call him in the streets of Sugar Land and surrounding Houston areas. GFB, Gary freaking Bird, multiple big shots tonight. Two of two from the three-point line. Josh Christopher had 8 points. And it's time to get to Jalen Green, okay? And anybody who's a fan of this show, who has listened to this show, first of all, thank you so much. We appreciate you. Me and the GOAT, my podcast partner, Jeremy Brenner. They call him the GOAT across multiple social media outlets, as they should. He's one of the greatest in the game. He will back this up, okay? I feel like, because I've said it on this show multiple times. Did the Rockets make the wrong pick at number 2 with Green over Mobley? It remains to be seen. But you know what he showed tonight? That people who want to have that opinion, he is destined to make them eat their own words. Because my God, was he good tonight. And my favorite move of his tonight, he had a couple. But in the fourth quarter to ice the game, he put a move on Brandon Clark, where Brandon Clark may have been in Toyota Center, but his jockstrap is somewhere in the Spring Heights area, because he went from the Heights to what felt like the Woodlands down towards Pearland on the court with the move that Jalen Green put on this poor young man, okay? He made him just dance like John Travolta in Saturday Night Fever, okay? And then what Jalen Green did was he looked at the crowd. He said some not suitable for TV language, which I love. Because you know what it showed? He showed some swagger. He showed some nad. He showed some cojones, if you will. He showed some, you can't guard me, bro. You can't guard me. You know, the greatest, most lethal basketball players in this world, right, have that sort of vibe, right? They have that sort of, you're not better than me. You can't guard me on your best day. When I, Mike Brown, was tearing apart the middle school basketball league out in Fort Bend, right? I had that mentality, if I can say so myself. When I looked across the court, whoever was guarding me, they couldn't guard me, okay? Jalen Green had that same vibe tonight. He had that same look in his eye and said, it doesn't matter who it is. It doesn't matter if it's Desmond Bane. It doesn't matter if it's John Morant. It doesn't matter if it's Steven Adams. Okay, Tyus Jones, who represents the most just vile university in college basketball, in my opinion, Duke University, which, by the way, shout out to Duke University and Coach Krzyzewski for losing Coach K's last home game in Cameron Indoor to University of North Carolina by 13 points. Awesome, awesome night. But congrats to Coach K. Incredible career. May you enjoy your retirement to the nth degree, sir. But back to Jalen Green. His swagger is starting to emerge. He's starting to look at the haters and saying, you know what? I don't care what you think about me because I'm just going to go out here and ball. So you know what? Congrats to everybody, a part of the Rockets organization tonight, because I give you a one-night reprieve from criticism by me. Now, it's a one-night reprieve, okay? They've got another game on their next game. If they come out and they lose by 35 points, we can go back to dogging them and their effort level and Silas and Fertitta and Stone. But tonight, I can't do that because it's not possible. They did everything right tonight. They got down by 12 points and they refused to lose this game. Silas hit all the right buttons. Now, the real question is when they go to Miami, okay, they go to Miami Tuesday, what is that, tomorrow? When do they play? They play tomorrow night? Let me double check the schedule here real quick. My apologies. Yeah, we play tomorrow night. So we have a chance literally 24 hours from now. You guys think you have seen a party tonight on the Dream Take? You imagine if we go into Miami tomorrow night and we find a way to defeat the Miami Heat? There's going to be a literal parade of podcasts tomorrow night. There's a good chance we will go streaking through the quad into the gymnasium if we go into Miami tomorrow night and find a way to pull this one out. And if the Rockets play the way they did tonight, there is no reason they can't go into Miami tomorrow night and defeat the Heat. 43-22. Okay, who cares? You know what the Rockets did tonight in the second half? They threw records out the window. They came into Toyota Center. They played a terrible first half by all, you know, however you want to look at it. And that's what they did, man. They played really well. So if you're on Spotify Green Room right now, you want to come in and talk Rockets basketball with me, you hit that request to speak button. Once again, no negative energy allowed tonight on the podcast. If you come on and you start talking negative, I'm removing you as a speaker and I'm kicking you into the gulag. But until that point, tomorrow night, ESPN, who still reads ESPN is beyond me. They give us a 7.7% chance to go into Miami to win tomorrow night. I say, screw that. Let's go in to Miami and let's go win a freaking basketball game tomorrow. Because you know what? I was seeing some comments earlier. Lucas says, man, games like this make it hard to trade Wood. Lucas, you're not wrong, my man. This is one of those games where you look at it and you go, I get why they don't want to move Christian Wood. I get why maybe it's time to be patient with this roster. Tonight is one of those nights. I'm not a fan that's going to look at this and be like, you know what? Yeah, patience, you know, yada, yada, yada. I've learned that from Jeremy Brenner is rosters need time to develop. And I completely understand that, right? But I've had to learn that over the past 2 years because 2 years is enough. You're seeing now what Christian Wood is capable of on a nightly basis. Him doing what he did tonight, he should be able to replicate that tomorrow night. There's no reason he shouldn't be able to put this type of energy up tomorrow. Same thing with Jalen Green. And the most impressive thing about tonight, as the Rockets pick up their 16th win, defeat the Memphis Grizzlies 123-112, is when you look at the box score, Jalen Green took 17 shots tonight. That's a good number, man. Like that, to me, that is a really, really good number that shows that he can get his shot whenever he wants. Memphis, eighth best defensive team in the league, and Jalen went out there and shot 8 of 17 from the field. Rockets missed way too many free throws tonight. They missed 12 free throws, and they had 17 turnovers. Now, they had 12 turnovers in the first half, so only 5 turnovers in the second half, and they outscored the Grizzlies 40-30 in the third quarter and then 31-20 in the fourth quarter. And this is not there's so many layers to this, right? Because when you look at the numbers themselves, it's not like the Grizzlies were playing tonight without Ja Morant. Ja Morant played 35 minutes tonight, and they held him to 7 of 20 from the field. He was a minus 12 in those 35 minutes. Now, Desmond Bain, nice basketball player. I mean, Desmond Bain is old school, love the way he plays. He had a big night, 28 points. Steven Adams had 23 points. But outside of those three guys, the Rockets did a really good job, especially in the second half, of limiting Jaren Jackson, 8 points. Zaire Williams only had 2 points. Brandon Clark, who, as I'm looking at Twitter right now, is still recovering from that move that Jalen Green put on him, because that needs to be on at least every single highlight reel from now until at least Tuesday. Tyus Jones, again, you know, 9 points. Conchar had 4 points. De'Anthony Melton had 5 points. But as Sean points out, Christian Wood tonight gave us a glimpse of what he can be on a nightly basis, especially defensively. And as we've talked so many times before, when we were talking about the draft, you're talking about the Rockets are in such desperate need for a rim protector. Christian Wood showed tonight he has the capability of being that guy. Am I ready to crown him as that guy? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. And Dustin says Wood still has to go. Let's be happy about the win tonight, but not forget about Wood's defense for the previous 63 games. Now, Dustin is not wrong when he brings that up, and I'm glad he brought that up. That's why you have to look at tonight and you have to say, okay, Rockets. Okay, Christian Wood, you did this tonight against a really impressive Memphis team. This is the win of the year for me. Absolutely win of the year with the way Memphis is playing. I don't care if they're on a back-to-back. That means absolutely nothing to me. It's the NBA. You play your schedule. There's no excuses for me. This is the win of the year for the Rockets. How do they now move forward for the rest of the year? And I loved what Kevin Porter Jr. said after the game when he said the Rockets were desperate. Because desperate is the word I've been looking for this roster to act, not only in this game, but moving forward. Because we're all desperate. You know, there are so many great fans that we interact with on this show on a nightly basis, on Twitter, on Facebook, that are so passionate about this Rockets team. We are desperate for a winning product. We are desperate for a roster to come out here and give us some wins that we can be proud of, that we can go to the water cooler tomorrow in the office and say, man, did you catch that Rockets game last night? And not that, can you believe the Rockets lost by 40 again tonight? Because we've had a lot more of the latter over the past 2 years than we have of the former. Guys like Dustin, guys like Sean, guys like Jeremy, guys like everybody that Rockets Twitter encompasses, people like Britt, people like Don Knock, all of these awesome people that literally dedicate so much of their time and their effort to watching these games and posting about these games deserve and are desperate for good Rockets basketball that we can be proud of again. Because it's been 2 years since we've honestly been able to say, damn, this is a fun, energetic team that comes out and is willing to do whatever it takes to get a win. They were willing to do whatever it took to get a win tonight. They very easily could have nailed this game in when they were down 10 at halftime. Okay? And Ryan says 20-17 for Mobley tonight so far. Whatever. Who cares, Ryan? Love you like a brother. I ain't here to talk about Evan Mobley tonight. Don't bring that in the chat tonight. Don't bring any of that, what Scotty Barnes is doing, what Kate Cunningham is doing, because right now, Jalen Green is balling right now. Okay? Or as the kids would say, he is keeping it 100. He is balling with an apostrophe on the N. He is doing his thing. Fang spelled T-H-A-N-G. So don't talk to me about Evan Mobley tonight. Don't talk to me about Cade Cunningham tonight. You talk to me, Ryan, about Jalen Green. You talk to me about his 24 points and the moves that he has put on the last few games and the win that the Rockets put on the second-seeded Memphis Grizzlies tonight was impressive. If the Rockets don't get one of those stupid the lead stories on ESPN on the little ticker that they do, Rockets stun Grizzlies with the score 123-112, then shame on you, ESPN, and I will continue to boycott you like I have over the past few months. I'll say it again. ESPN, if you're listening to this show, the lead, Rockets stun, capital S, capital T, capital U, capital N, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point, Grizzlies 123-112 behind phenom rookie Jalen Green and company. It writes itself. I'm telling y'all, man, this win tonight, as Sean puts it, we cooked a legit contender tonight. You know what the Rockets did to the Memphis Grizzlies tonight? They took that chicken out of its package, slapped some butter and garlic, put it in the pan, put that oven on high, and cooked that thing to perfection. Put it on the table with a nice mashed potato and green bean and a glass of vino, and the Rockets sat back, enjoyed that dinner, and cooked the Memphis Grizzlies to a 123-112 win inside of Toyota Center. I'm telling y'all, man, this is fun. For people that don't remember when Jeremy and I would do Rocket shows together when we were in the playoffs, playoff podcasting is fun. Playoff podcast Mike Brown gets going. He gets the people going, as the song would say. That's what I want to get back to. That's what I want for this team on a nightly basis. And Harvey says that Rising Stars game did it for JG. Absolutely. Because he went out there and he just had fun. He went out there and he just balled out. Jalen Green is back to being that guy that shows up at 24-hour fitness without even warming up and says, I got next, and takes the four most scraggly dudes who don't have a team and faces the team that has run every other team out of the gym. And Jalen Green literally scores 15 of the 21 points and helps defeat the other team 21-12. That's Jalen Green. Jalen Green has been that dude in every single team he's been on up until the Rockets. And now he's starting to figure out that he can do this at the NBA level. The kid is 19 years old. He can't even celebrate this great game tonight by going out to some fancy, you know, Morton Steakhouse and having a steak and a glass of vino. He can't even do that. But you know what he can do and what he's going to do is he is going to do what he's done the entire year. And that's shut his mouth, show up tomorrow, do the pregame presser and say, last night was fun. We're on to Miami. I'm here to get better. And I want nothing more than to say that I honestly want Kevin Porter Jr. and Jalen Green to be the backcourt of this team for the next 10 years plus. I love Kevin Porter Jr. because Kevin Porter Jr. is a fun guy who appreciates this game as much as anybody else in the league. I'll go as far to say that. Watch his emotions. And yeah, was he dancing at the end of the game? And people are going to go after him for saying, that's not professional. That's not the way a guy is supposed to act. Act like you've been there before, kid. He hasn't been there before, Karen. Okay? All you Karens out there on Twitter who want to be so damn judgmental of a kid, he's a kid. He's a child compared to the rest of the league. Leave the guy alone. Let him go do his thing. Let him have fun dancing all over the court. If the other team wants to act like, you know, he's some sort of clown for dancing on the floor after a big shot. You know what? Play better. Don't let him make a play where a dance is a necessity. Tonight was so much fun. Thank you, Rockets. Thank you for giving us a great way to start our work week. In a world right now that is surrounded by so much negative energy, so many negative things going on, and we're not going to get into any of them. You guys know what they are. Whether you're struggling with something personally at work, family, friends, whatever it is, every single person who's listening to this show, either right now on Spotify Green Room, thank you so much, or tomorrow, you know, thank you so much. You can tweet me at @BSWPodcast_NB. Let me know your thoughts on the show. I greatly appreciate it. Always looking for good feedback to always try to make this show as great as possible. We watch these games because watching the Rockets makes us happy. It makes us get out of our own heads of whatever we have going on in our personal life. And it makes us excited that we're rooting for our team. The Rockets are our team. Better, for better or for worse. And for the people that continue to stick with us through the last 2 years with the garbage that this team has put out on the court at times, we can't thank you enough. The Rockets gave some of that love back tonight that we have shown them over the past 2 years and beyond. They played tonight with a purpose. They played to win the game tonight. They didn't think about draft lottery. They didn't think about, well, we better lose this game because we have a better shot at a lottery pick. The Rockets aren't going to win many more games this year. They have 20-some-odd games left. Who knows how many of these fun podcasts we're going to get to do. Now, every show we do is fun to me because we get to talk Rockets basketball. Jeremy and I literally get paid to talk Rockets basketball. And as a diehard fan, it doesn't get any cooler than that for me. But I don't know how many more of these games we're going to get where we can come on here, we can be excited about what we see on the court and celebrate a win. So you know what? You're damn right. I'm going to be more excited tonight and be, you know, more high-spirited tonight than I typically am because it was a great win. And Harvey says, this team has always been competitive. I'm not jumping ship because the team isn't as good as they were 4 years ago. And that's fair, Harvey. That's very fair. But for season ticket holders out there, I'm speaking to you guys. Watching this, being a season ticket holder over the past 2 years has not been the easiest thing in the entire world. You know, and going down there and paying $30 to park your car and, you know, $12 for a beer and $9 for that fruity hot dog that they put the Fruit Loops and the chili and cheese on, you know, justifying paying that for a team that, quite honestly, Harvey, hasn't deserved that love as much, at least in my opinion, over the past 2 years. It's hard. But tonight, you see a glimpse of what this team can be. And that is where I'm going to leave the show tonight because we are back tomorrow night, baby! Rockets are going to Miami tomorrow, and I am going to go on record right now, and I'm going to say the Rockets will go into Miami tomorrow, 6:30 tip. The Rockets will defeat the Miami Heat tomorrow night. I will repeat that one more time. The Houston Rockets will go into Miami tomorrow on the road and get what then will be the most impressive win of the year. Rockets will win tomorrow night against the Miami Heat. This has been another episode of SB Nation's The Dream Shakes, The Dream Take podcast. My name is Mike the Hebrew Hammer Brown. Thank you all so much for joining us tonight. Once again, game tomorrow night, 6:30. We will be live here on Spotify Green Room with the postgame show as The Dream Take always is. So make sure to come check out The Dream Take tomorrow night. We can't wait to do a podcast of back-to-back wins for the Houston Rockets. If you're on Twitter, head on over to The Dream Take. Give us a follow at The Dream Take. Follow the mothership of The Dream Take, The Dream Shake at Dream Shake SBN. Follow me personally on Twitter at BSW Podcast_NB. Follow my co-pilot, Mr. Jeremy Brenner at Jeremy Brenner, J-E-R-E-M-Y-B-R-E-N-E-R. If you're on Facebook, search The Dream Shake. Follow us for all things Houston Rockets. Head on over to thedreamshake.com for all of our awesome content by all of our awesome contributors. Once again, your very happy final from inside of Toyota Center. The Rockets defeat the second-seeded Memphis Grizzlies 123-112. And in what is the most exciting finalization of a podcast we have had in 13 games, until next time, Rockets fans, go!